fighting is still raging between Israeli troops and Hamas-Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip, although diplomatic efforts to end the crisis continue apace. Nearly 1,000 Palestinians have been killed, along with 13 Israelis, since the Jewish state launched its military offensive against Gaza 20 days ago, in a bid to halt rocket attacks against Israel by Hamas militants. In the neighbouring West Bank, my colleague Philippa Hitchin is on the fifth day of her visit to Bethlehem with the Holy Land Coordination Group, which comprises a group of bishops from Europe and North America. The visit includes trips to local parishes and church institutions to show solidarity with Christians in the land where Christ was born. Philippa now takes up the story.
Normally, the visiting bishops meet with religious and political leaders here in the Holy Land in their effort to support local Christians, but also to press for a just peace between Israel and Palestine. This year, with Israel at war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip, political meetings are largely out of the question, so the visit has been firmly focused on learning more about how the local churches are ministering to an ever-decreasing Christian population and trying to provide a vital witness of peace and reconciliation in this region of increasingly bitter conflict. On Tuesday afternoon, we visited the flourishing seminary at Beit Jala, run by the Latin Patriarchate, which is currently training 82 men for priesthood and ministry in Israel, Palestine and Jordan. The rector is Monsignor William Chomaly, who told me more about the many challenges facing the church in this extended diocese.
In fact, we live a special historical situation, a long-term conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. And this has strong impact on the seminary itself. Many of our seminarians come from Jordan. Jordan is a quiet country, much security. Palestine is not a quiet country. So the parents of our students are afraid to let their sons, especially in the junior seminary, come here. They are all the time afraid. And I am quite sure that many of the parents would have sent more if the situation was more quiet. So we have to convince them all the time that in Bethlehem, in a special way, there is no violence and they can rely upon us. We don't succeed every time, but we try our best. So this is the first challenge, is to convince the parents of our seminarians that they can send quietly their sons here. Other challenges. Our Christian community is very small, very tiny, and many families left or are leaving the country. So this is another challenge really. Third challenge I mentioned for the seminary is to teach theology in a foreign language. This is a real challenge because if we stick only to Arabic, we would live in an intellectual ghetto where we read only Arabic books of theology. And Arabic books of theology are very few, in fact. So we need to be open to any Anglo-Saxon or especially Latin language where our students are allowed to have access to all this richness, to all this bibliography, especially in French, Italian, Spanish, German, English. It's a very rich bibliography. Other challenges, you know, we live in a Muslim country and a Jewish area also. So we have to be open to Judaism and to Islam. This is a must. So we teach here two courses which we consider very important. One is introduction to Judaism, not only to the Judaism of the Old Testament, but to the present Judaism. Because if we want to live with Jews, we have to know them. And also we give three courses on Islam. All our priests in Jordan live in a Muslim country, and many of the students in our Catholic schools are Muslim. So it's very, very important to know what Islam is in order to be able to make a dialogue with Islam.
Another of the challenges is that of the freedom of movement of your seminarians and priests here, isn't it?
Yes, this is an important issue. In order to come here, our Jordanian priests and seminarians need a visa. And this visa is not easily given. In the past, it was easy, really. Our seminarians and priests were given a multiple entry visa. They could come from Jordan and go back to Jordan as much as they wanted, and for 2 years. Now it is given for 1 year with one entry. It means that in order to go to Christmas and Easter holidays, they need a re-entry visa. It means they have to start again the same procedures. So really, we lose a lot of time and energy in order to obtain the visa. And many times, one day before holidays, we don't have the re-entry visa. So really, it's a challenge for us. But we know that we have to be patient, and the Lord, who wants the seminary to remain in Bejala, will not abandon us.
You say you have difficulty sometimes persuading parents that this is a safe place to come, that in fact the numbers could be higher, and yet you're actually full here, aren't you? The number of vocations is much higher here than in many of our European countries. Why is this?
Yeah, it's filled, but we can build another floor, so there is always space, and there is need to priests. We can send elsewhere. In fact, thanks maybe to the suffering that we are enduring, the Lord is blessing us, because suffering is a source of blessing. St. Paul said that, Jesus said that, without the cross there is no salvation. We know that the Lord is testing us, and our faith becomes stronger with what we are enduring.
You mentioned also about the critical problem of so many Christians leaving the Holy Land. And yet these statistics, in a way, are misleading, aren't they? Because, in fact, there are more Arab Christians here today than there were a number of years ago. Can you just explain that to us?
Yes. What is decreasing is the percentage. The percentage is decreasing. We were 10% at the beginning of the 20th century. Now we are 2%. So in terms of percentage, we are diminishing. In terms of Christians and figures, we are not diminishing. If at the year of the foundation of the Latin Patriarchate, the Christians were 21,000 only in Palestine, in the Holy Land, now in the Holy Land, we are close to be 200,000 in the Holy Land. So in terms of figures, we are not so low. But it's important to mention another fact. If there was not immigration, our figures would be much, much higher. I give an example. In Jerusalem, there were 25,000 in the year 48. Now they are only 11,000. It's a special situation in Jerusalem. So if the 25,000 remained in Jerusalem, now they would be more than 70,000. Instead of the 70,000, we have only 11,000. So it means that the situation could be much better if there was no immigration.
You're training your priests, many of them, to work here in Palestine in this very difficult situation where the conflict continues, seemingly unabated. We hear a lot about both the Palestinians and Israelis as a traumatized people with a strong sense of victimhood. How do you approach these kind of problems as you're training your priests to minister to their people?
First of all, we have to teach them the truth about the core of the conflict between Israel and Palestinians. The core of the problem is ideological and relates to the land. To whom belongs the land? We study this issue and we teach them that this land should be divided between both of them. We can live together, Israel in the borders of the 48 and Palestinians on the 22% of the remaining plot, which was occupied by Israel in the year 1967. This is first issue, to know the truth. Second issue is about the topic of reconciliation and forgiveness. We remember that in Europe, you had two world wars with millions and millions of victims. Despite this, you reached a reconciliation between Germany, France, England, etc. This reconciliation is very important for the survival of people. So in order to survive here as Palestinians, Jews, Christians, Muslims, we have to reach the reconciliation. This is what is the essence of the gospel. And maybe this essence of the gospel is our main message to Muslims and Jews, a message of reconciliation. We are a few number, but our voice should be stronger than the 2% that we represent when we speak about reconciliation and forgiveness. It's hard, but we should speak about it.
There are many people here who say that religion is part of the problem, not really part of the solution. What's your reaction to that?
This is true. The origin of the problem is the land, and Israelis would like to have the land on a religious ground. It's a divine right. It's a promise of the Lord to them. So really, the problem has its foundations in the Bible. It's a religious issue. Muslim also, because of Jerusalem, sticks to Jerusalem. This is the third more sacred place for Islam. And the ascension of the Prophet to heaven took place in Jerusalem. So Jerusalem became the core of the problem because everyone wants Jerusalem as his holy city. So religion is part of the problem. Should it be also part of the solution? We have to find the solution from the Bible. What is the solution? Or to find the solution in the two resolutions of the United Nations about the withdrawal from the occupied territories. Maybe this is the easiest because religious dialogue between Islam and Judaism is not easy, really. It's not easy at all, at all. So maybe the solution should be found in the two UN resolutions, 242 and 338. But in order to implement these two resolutions, we need a pressure to exercise pressure on especially the strongest part of the conflict, which is Israel. Israel has to accept the solution given by the UN resolutions and not according to the book of Genesis chapter 15, where the Lord promises to Israel, to Abraham and his descendants to have the Holy Land, Eretz Israel, the land of Israel.
After so many years of occupation, of oppression, the patriarch here himself admitted that violence seems like a tempting solution to many people, even though it can never bring a lasting peace to this country. Do any of your priests get caught up in that temptation to violence? How do you try and help them understand that there can be no solution through violence?
Violence will never be the best solution. We remember in history the Crusaders came here to take this land by power. After one century, they had to leave. What is taken by the sword is given back by the sword, Jesus said. So the solution is not using violence, even if this is the temptation of today used by Israelis and Palestinians. But slowly, slowly, even themselves are understanding that they have to sit down and negotiate together, ready to make great concessions. They are slowly, slowly reaching this. But when the final solution would come, we have to pray.
That was Monsignor William Chomely, rector of the Beit Jala Seminary near Bethlehem, speaking to my colleague Philippa Hitchin, who is currently visiting the Holy Land.